One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. There we are, a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
We are here in the studio / the due east wall of our daughter's bedroom. And if you were a patron, and we're on our first ever patron Zoom hang yesterday, then you would have seen this studio. Then you would have seen this wall, because in one of these very bean bags that, you know, we make this magic happen every week is where Melissa held her laptop and was on that Zoom call. So thank you to our patrons that were there for that.
Oh, man, we had fun.
Yeah, we did have a good time. We chatted about
all the topics.
We did all the topics.
In and out.
Oregon. Massachusetts.
I-5 Oregon.
A lot of I-5 Oregon talk. The Coast Guard to our lovely patron Isaac, who was a Coast Guard. The Redding, California.
College.
College
yep.
and high school,
school
with Damarius. Which I've been saying is Damarius, but is...
Damaris.
Damaris. I'm never going to get that right. D. Stevens.
She was so sweet about it,
though. So nice, and it's always going to be wrong in the...
Outro?
In the outro. So, anyways, it was a great time. Carrie, everyone who popped on there, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. If you guys
Carrie's
are interested
neighbor.
In that. Carrie's neighbor, who, Carrie, you kind of snuck on.
No,
because
I'm kidding.
Was not a patron.
Hey,
you're just like,
she was
oh,
really
she happened.
Sweet.
She was sweet. And that is for our $10 up or $25.
Yeah, 10 and up.
10 and up. That's all you have to do. $10 and up. If you guys go check out patreon.com.
We'll have a new date soon in May.
Like we said, you get a little more from the pod.
Absolutely.
We give a little
you
more.
You even made an announcement.
I did? Oh my gosh, I didn't
you
make
did.
An announcement.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry, backseaters, you guys aren't close enough to the front seat to do that. So check that out. Also, a thing to check out before we get rolling here is I do have lots of upcoming headlining dates.
Woo woo.
The soonest one is in Salt Lake City, and that's on May 7th. Then we get to June on the 30th. We have Phoenix. Then in July on the 7th, I'm in Raleigh on the 11th. I'm in Nashville on the 21st. I'm in Philly on the 23rd and 24th. I'm in D.C. on the 29th. I'm in Sacramento. And on the 30th, I'm in Santa Rosa, realizing a lot of these dates are in July. And then in August, we have Spokane on the 15th, Buffalo on the 17th. That's new. The 25th, we have Kansas City. And then in September, we have Portland on the 9th and Tacoma on the 12th. About to have Seattle there as soon as they put them on sale. St. Louis on the 19th. And then Indianapolis on October 6th. So there you go, folks. More dates to come of stuff and
all
such.
All on the website.
All on the website, dustinnickerson.com/shows. So check that out. But we're not here to talk about, but you know what these.
But you know what?
You're going to do it, aren't you?
Dustin.
I know exactly that you, I'm so proud of you because I know exactly what you're going to do right now. You're going to use that as a segue to today's topic, which is.
How to celebrate Mother's Day and gift.
And what would be a good gift idea?
How to be a mom on Mother's Day.
Oh, I thought you were going to segue into.
But I don't know.
Dustin,
you know what would be a really great gift?
Would be tickets to my shows.
Tickets
there
to
you
the
go.
Comedy
yeah,
show.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, that wasn't as smooth as I was
sorry,
hoping for you.
I'm sorry.
You guys watched me get excited and disappointed in Melissa in 2 minutes there.
We're both brainstorming and...
We are here to talk about Mother's Day, things to do, gifts for Mother's Day. If you were on the Zoom hang yesterday, we actually kind of talked... This idea sprung from some of that, which was, you know, what to get, when to get, how it's received, you know, better to do planned on the day or spontaneous. Yeah. And yes, a Dustin Nickerson comedy show legitimately actually would be. If your wife, mom is a fan of mine, this actually is a pretty good gift. Yeah. Or whoever, what other comedian they might like, you know, go support live comedy. It'd be great if, you know, they happen to be a fan. But the what this all came from is this last weekend I was in Denver, Colorado with Taylor Tomlinson. We were there for shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We did the Taylor and I are the most boring road people ever. Okay, so I'll get up around.
I can attest to this.
Yes. I'll get up around 10 or 11 usually and go get some coffee, come back, work.
Yeah.
And not exciting work. Video editing, invoices, emails, update the website.
Social media.
Right. All that boring, boring, boring. Taylor will get up a few hours later. And then that'll be about time for my second cup of coffee. And then we'll go get some food. I get oatmeal and a side of scrambled eggs every day. Every day we're on the road, I get that. And you, I don't know if you knew about the side of scrambled eggs.
I didn't know about the eggs.
Well, you know what,
Melissa?
That
additional protein?
As of today, I've officially lost 20 pounds, so it's working for me. Oatmeal and eggs. But you know, the nice thing about, Lord, I love oatmeal so much. But when you, you know, at home, you kind of customize, you have your own thing.
It's just not the same.
But when you go out, no, it's better at home. But then you go out and they do a different thing. They'll be like, hey, we've got pecans as opposed to walnuts. Or we've got, you know, maybe we're throwing in some craisins.
Strawberries.
And this place is right, strawberries.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. One of them had candied walnuts. And I was like, this is just a dessert at this point, you know?
Right. That's how restaurants make everything unhealthy.
Candied walnuts. Actually, one of them had like a spicy candied walnut. And I was like, this doesn't belong in oatmeal. I don't know where this belongs, but.
Maybe a salad.
Like a Chex Mix. You know, like a bar mix.
We're not a spicy family.
No, not at all. I mean, personality-wise, 100% we are. But. So we, you know, and then we just dink around in whatever downtown area. Mm-hmm. We went to downtown.
You find a cool coffee shop or brunch spot.
Cool coffee shops tend to be the anchor in like that little area.
Mm-hmm.
So you go there and then we end up in some artisan market type thing.
For brunch, breakfast,
yeah,
lunch.
Well, we go there. Yeah, we walk to this place after to like go dink around. And then Taylor usually buys a jacket and I buy a t-shirt. You know, we found this one that was very cool, and I was like, "Oh, this has some really cool artsy stuff in here,
like independent vendors."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I was like, "Okay, well, Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
What could I get, Melissa?" I saw this little like Van Gogh quote thing, and I was like, "Oh, well, she'll like that. That's cool." And then I was like, kind of like looking around. I was like, you know, I don't know what to get Melissa for the. And then I was like, "Oh, Melissa just kind of re-upped on earrings."
Yeah.
You had not.
Not a jewelry person.
I had
at
not
all.
Seen an earring in those lovely ears in a long time.
Well, the mask doesn't help that, but yes.
Right.
But yes, I spent a year in sweats, not showering.
Well, the way you are with earrings is that people will notice when you're wearing them because you don't normally. Like if you normally wear earrings, you have to, they're kind of like, you know, they just kind of have to keep getting, like, where do you go from there? You just have to keep getting bigger and louder.
Earrings have gotten very big of late.
Earrings are like the Evel Knievel stunts. Like, you just have to keep getting, like, more buses.
It's like almost on your shoulder.
Yeah, more buses. Okay, now it's the Grand Canyon. And it's like, well, where do you go after the Grand Canyon? You know.
That freaks me out.
Yeah, it freaks him out, too, over the Caesar's Palace fountains.
Oh,
or the Bellagio or whatever one. Yeah, that's the one where he falls off the bike and just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. Much like earrings, you just have to keep getting bigger.
Shinier.
If you want people to notice. But you barely wear them.
I do.
And so I found some ones that are just a little bigger than the ones you wear, so a little louder.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like some color. I don't even know. Some topaz.
Topaz.
That's the topaz. What's that?
Topaz. They were very trendy.
That's a word, right?
Topaz.
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 Yeah. I don't even really know what that is, but that's right. It is. That's exactly what I got you, right? Or is that a, that's a, the mineral itself.
Oh, yeah, it's a stone.
Okay. Topaz is a gemstone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are those.
So you're,
I thought it was a color.
So it was very modern. Like it's like a teardrop. And there's like gold, you know, it's not real gold, but it's gold. And then it's like a light pink and a light blue, like merged.
Right. So
it's very, very cutting edge.
When I get somebody a gift, I can't wait to give it to them.
You told me you got it.
Right. Which I kind of had to tell you that because otherwise you'd have been like, why did you spend $80 at this random merchant? In Denver, and
it's hard to hide gifts when you share bank
and a
accounts.
Room and every piece of storage, and you know, I don't have any hidden accounts you know of, and but
you unpack your bag in front of me.
Clearly, Melissa saw it because she just described the earrings.
Yeah.
So spoiler alert, I didn't make it to Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
And we just kind of went through the debate. Is it better? What's better? To get like, hey, I got you this thing. Now you're not going to have it on Mother's Day. But I did the thing for you. I got you the gift.
You thought of me. You found a cool gift.
That counts, right? But are you going to be disappointed on Mother's Day that you don't have anything? Or did I just, because what the patrons said yesterday on the Zoom hang was essentially like, well, no, you should do both. You should do spontaneous gifts and the holiday, meaning, and according to them, that I owe them, that now
you're still on the hook.
Now I owe you a Mother's Day gift too.
Well,
in reality, my Mother's Day gift is I'm taking Gloria away for 3 days. That's what your Mother's Day gift is three
one less
nights
child.
Without Gloria and a child who's already moody and currently now has braces. So is emotionally. I told Joel my joke earlier. I was like, Joel, it looks like you're really embracing middle school. And he goes, ah! Kids hate dad jokes so much.
Yeah.
It like angers them. Anyways.
Yes. So the patron said it was like flowers. Like every day really is Mother's Day. It's the same thing with like every day is Valentine's Day.
Every day.
Right?
Moms get all this credit.
Huh?
Every day is Mother's Day. Just like dads are worthless. I mean, dads are crapped on so much.
Yeah.
And moms take no flack. In society and culture, moms take no flack. As a dad, the bar is so low that people are even amazed if you stick around for your kid.
Yeah, that is kind of a trope that like if a dad is in public with a couple of their kids, that people will be like, good job.
Oh, man, what a hero.
And then if
the teacher's even ever seen the dad, you know.
Yeah. But then vice versa, like if a mom has a bunch of kids out in public, they're like, you have your hands full, you know.
Right,
so,
right. Oh, God bless mom. It's the old Bill Burr bit. It's the hardest job in the world. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You know, pushing the DVD.
Bending over at the waist to put the DVD player in.
Yeah.
You know? You don't shower, you know.
Yeah.
You go, you're off the grid. You know? But there is, but yes, every day is Mother's Day. Can you imagine if a dude said that though? Every day is Father's Day.
Right. I know.
But they do have to, you know what it is it's, you know, it's, I think it's the wrong psychology because there are so many bad dads out there that like, they have to run like campaigns to get dads to try and do the minimum. They'll be like billboards that
billboards.
Like, hey, maybe read with your kid.
I know.
But it is like that old adage where like, right, guys would come home, eat dinner.
Read the newspaper.
Go to the bowling
or go
alley.
Go to the bar.
They weren't even there in the room. I'm just saying, I'm a pretty hands-on
present,
dad.
But not present.
Also, what do you think is more important, presents or presents?
Presents. not a present.
When you're a kid, the present with a T is more important. But as you are an adult and you reflect back, the E-S-E-N-C, whatever, you guys get it. Presence is the more important.
Presence.
So what I'm saying is I don't have to buy you anything, right? We're good?
Yeah. I mean, last year I just bought myself something.
What'd you buy last year?
Last year in lockdown, I bought like...
Oh, we went out to Better Buzz.
Beach cover up.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of those beach hats. Because our beaches were closed.
I don't think you've worn it since either.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, hopefully you enjoy your topaz earrings a little more than that hat.
It's a bold hat.
Well, during
quarantine, you're like, I'm definitely going to pull this off.
Well, you know what? When you're a husband, you actually have... you have like kind of like three things that you're dealing with. You got your mom, you got your mother-in-law, and you got a wife. So it's not the easiest holiday to execute as a dad or
as a guy.
What I'm saying is Father's Day should be like a day after. Just like, good job. You did it.
You survived Mother's Day.
You survived it. Mm-hmm. But Father's Day gifts, I've done this before. They're always just like... Here's a tool. Here's
this
a grill.
This is like the trope of like, you know, a coupon for back massage.
The coupons.
Or like
this is an IOU like, for a night by yourself. Or I take the kids out of the house. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a breakfast. You know, we trash the kitchen, but here's breakfast in bed.
Right.
You know,
right.
Those are the commercials.
That's true.
Or like a candle or.
Yeah. Listen, they're both great.
A new mug with some tea.
I don't think Mother's and Father's Day mean a lot to most moms and dads. I think you're just like, cool, thanks. Now, what we do for me is a golf, which actually is really nice. You know, we do that. Mm-hmm. Traditionally.
Dang it, I forgot about that. Because Father's Day is right by my birthday.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, June's a tough month for you.
Yeah.
You know, every day is Mother's Day, though. So.
So we got that going on.
So. So I think that for you, so this to me is like a, hey, we know how to be married to each other thing, which is I know what you want, which is a thoughtful thing, like to, hey, like I was
thoughtful.
Thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
This is very personal to you. This is not like a generic off the rack thing that like it's why flowers don't do much for you. Or like if I were to just get you a normal candle, you'd be like, what? But when I brought you home that LaCroix can candle, you were like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because it means you're being thought of.
And I love LaCroix. And I like interesting, weird stuff.
Right. I don't think that the day means as much to you, though there are things that you can do on that day. Even if it's just like a, hey, guys, we're all going out to ice cream for Mother's Day. Stuff like that. It's like, we did a thing and it was mom-centric and we made the kids think about you and so on and so forth. But I bet this to me is a to each their own thing, because I bet there are a ton of moms who are like, pamper me all day.
Well, if you approach the day like, so where are we going?
Right.
And like, I'm not doing nothing.
If you come in with some hot expectations. There are a lot of moms like that.
Where are my gifts?
Right. I'm out. This is Mother's Day. This is your day.
I'm not going to change a diaper today. So I'll tell you, okay, this is what you shouldn't do. You should not have your firstborn child on Mother's Day.
Right. So,
which is what I did.
Well, wait, what do you mean you shouldn't? That was a nice...
I'm just saying, my friend, okay, their anniversary is on the day of their son's firstborn.
Oh, you're saying because there's a
and
birthday right around there. Yeah.
So the holiday has got to go to your kiddo.
Right.
You know?
Truly.
And that was really special for my first Mother's Day. But then like my seventh Mother's Day, I was like, he woke up at like 5.
Right.
Because he was excited about his birthday presents.
Right. That's a hilarious thing.
I had to wrap them all the night before. And so I was tired, and then he woke up super early, and worked that
this
day.
This is the equivalent of having a Christmas birthday, right?
Yeah.
You're like,
one of these has to overshadow the other.
I'll get you a gift that's like a little bigger, and we'll just count it as both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So But that is motherhood in a an equation.
Right.
Is like putting the kids before yourself.
Fathers too. Why are we trashing on dads? Hey. Why do dad nobody
This Mother's Day comes first. That's why.
Moms are all about self-sacrifice, dads. Selfish. Dads are just selfish.
I did not say that.
They Mm-mm. build them lives, their lives around themselves. I will say they used to.
I never said that.
Yeah. Well, then why didn't you say parenthood is all about that? Because I would say that parenthood is about that. I'd say marriage about that.
But you didn't give birth to a kid on Father's Day.
And I did not. There should be... here's my thought, actually. They should get rid of Mother's and Father's Day, have a Birther's Day. You birthed a child.
Birther's Day.
Birther's Day.
Okay.
If you birthed a kid, you get a holiday. It's not about
it's
you
not
being...
It's not the kid's birthday.
It's not about you being a mom. It's not about you being a parent. It's about the fact that you got through a labor.
Yeah.
And for as many kids you have, or you get one for each of those years. So instead, here's it. Okay. I've rethought it all.
Okay.
No more birthdays. Mm-hmm. The birthday is a celebration of the mom that gave labor, went through labor to give birth to you that day. That's not a celebration for you. That was the worst day of their life being born.
Right.
There's nothing more traumatic ever.
They were so happy.
And your reward for going through 9, 10, how many hours of labor people do. Mm-hmm. And
9 months of pregnancy.
You know, 9, 10 months of pregnancy, going through all of that, is that now you have to plan a party for them.
Yes.
That you have to pay for.
Yes.
This is my movement. No more birthdays, only Birther's Day.
Birther's Day.
No, it's a gross word. Huh? It's the Birther's Day. And just starting now, implementing it immediately, your next kid birthday, say, you don't get a party, I get a party.
This is my day.
I did all the work. Life is good. Because you know what? We already cater every single day to your children.
Yes.
Your whole schedule and money and resources and all based around them.
Yeah.
That this is the day where you need to get it. Why do they get an extra? Why do they get an extra?
I don't know.
This is going to be a movement.
I can't answer that.
The Birther's Day movement is going to be huge. Please, one parent, try it. Just.
Well, because the kids are going to be so sad.
Melissa, it's a comedy podcast. These aren't literal ideas. I need you to not break down the bits for me.
Oh, my gosh. Please. I'm sorry. I started thinking about the kids.
It was never like this with Steven.
He would be like, and then. Then the monkeys.
Oh, Steven.
Oh, Steven.
All that separated us was a pandemic.
And his premature child.
Right, right. Yes. Anyways, back to Mother's Day. So we both have articles we want to read about Mother's Day gifts.
I'm just gonna straight read it.
I have joined the article team here.
Whoa.
I know. We've really come a long way here because it gives some structure to our lives and our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you about this bit that I've been working on? I was doing a little bit in Denver.
Okay.
Where, you know, when people find out that you've been together for a long time, they say things like monogamy is unnatural.
Really?
And now, yeah, you get that a lot. Okay. Like, and it's mostly dudes. Monogamy's unnatural. It just like goes against like the natural desires. It's unnatural. It's not natural. And I go, well, neither are alarm clocks. But some of us need the discipline in our lives. Which I don't know if it's going to continue to work on stage because it's kind of a thinker. Like, you know, like...
if you get enough sleep, you don't actually need an alarm clock.
Maybe I need to switch it to like... Neither is waking up to an alarm clock. Your body just wants to sleep. Maybe that's what I knew. It's not what your body wants. Well, your body doesn't want to wake up to an alarm clock either, but some of us need the discipline in life. But anyways, it could be a throwaway line.
You'll find it.
I'm jumping that. Or I'll forget and give up. It also doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Nothing in life matters, and my jokes least of all. So hit me with that article, Melissa.
Yeah.
What's your article? Because we don't even know what each other's articles are about.
So this is Monica Swanson. She's a blogger and, of course, podcaster and author, all that stuff. Okay. Right. She lives in Hawaii. She has four boys.
Okay.
So this is a article about how to handle a realistic Mother's Day, or like to not be disappointed on Mother's Day.
Okay.
And it's good.
So this is written to moms.
It's written to moms.
Okay.
Yeah. So she has 5 points.
5 points.
So first one is plan ahead. This is the mom.
So telling the mom to plan ahead.
Do you want to go to brunch? Okay. Do you want to wait in a line?
I love this already because this is a communications thing. Because you know what helps with expectations? Communication.
Yeah. So the mom has to go, what do I actually want to do for or on Mother's Day?
Right. Which you did last year. You're like, I want to go to Better Buzz. Yeah. I want to go to the beach.
Yep.
And I want to go buy a beach hat.
And I already ordered my gift.
It's great. And it made you happy. I mean, not happy. Nobody's happy in life. But, you know, it gave you some temporary satisfaction.
Temporary hope.
I mean, hope is what we were buying last year. Yeah. Or drinking. Ooh. LaCroix for the win.
Okay. Number two, take the pressure off your family.
Great.
So
I love this. This was written by a dude. I guarantee it. This was like a guy created this whole, like, I bet if you look at this picture, like the headshot, I bet it's like some famous meme or some woman, or it's, I bet it still has like the, I bet if you look real closely, it still says iStock image on it.
Like, this is not an actual woman.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Great.
That's like, hey, I was thinking about getting this.
Get it.
Could we do this as a Mother's Day gift?
Totally. How many points are there, by the way?
There's five.
Five.
Number three, adjust expectations.
Oh.
So that's like the
commercial. I feel
like
these three are all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like it. Adjust expectations.
That's like the commercial of the everyone woke up early and didn't wake up mom.
Yeah.
Let mom sleep.
Right. Or like you're getting a car.
Yeah, with a bow on it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number four.
If I bought you a car, you would not be happy. If I bought you a car, you'd be like, what did you do? Is this paid off? Because we couldn't afford to buy this new. Like, that's like a real adult's. If you ever like just bought a huge purchase.
That's a great comedy bit.
They were like, what are you doing? We cannot afford the payments
now
on this.
Now I'm so angry at you.
You bought a car right now. Interest loans have never been higher.
Yeah. How did you even get approved for that?
When did you do this? When did you go shop for this? Were you skipping out on work or skipping out from the kids' games?
Did you take a vacation day
when
to go buy that car?
Yeah, when were you sneaking away to go buy this car? It's great. Where are we going to park it? What are we going to sell the old one now? We didn't even trade in the old one.
Trade in?
That's so funny.
Can we even fit a car seat in there?
Okay.
Sorry, I go too specific. That's why I'm not the comedian. All right.
I'm just going to let you feel that.
I know.
All right, next
one. I
know,
I took it too far.
Number four.
Okay. Make a rain check. So.
For a massage.
Yeah, maybe.
Make a coupon. make a coupon book.
5-minute massage.
I did that once as a kid, and it was like.
It seems like a great idea when you're a kid.
It seems like such a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought about it doing once with the kids with you, and it was like, and I was like, oh, this is just their chores they need to do.
Right.
They're like, I'll do the dishes. Like, you should just do the dishes. This shouldn't be a special. Like, I don't want to get in your mind that to do something nice for mom requires a coupon.
When the coupons are done.
So am I.
So a lot of people work on Mother's Day. I don't know if you knew that.
There's not a holiday yet that
pastors,
I haven't worked on.
Entertainers. What about people in the food industry? Yeah, you know, like waiters and cooks.
I've worked on every holiday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Starbucks is open on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Movie theaters are open on Christmas.
Outback's open on Christmas.
Is it?
Oh, Christmas. I meant Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, yeah. I don't remember.
Sorry.
And honestly, sometimes it's a good day for money because you get paid holiday pay and people tend to be...
generous.
Yeah, a little tippy.
You used to do comedy, like you would do a Mother's Day comedy show.
Oh, I've
locally.
Done that, yeah.
Now you do private work.
Mother's Day locally?
Yeah, you've done a couple of those.
What, Mother's Day
those
locally?
Those early on, like at Madhouse.
Oh, yeah, at clubs once. I was always booked for the Mother's Day gigs. Mm-hmm. And that's how we met Vicky Barbalak and stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to the first episode of the pod ever.
Mm-hmm. So you might need to do it before or after, just because.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did a lot of Mother's Days at Little League. The Padres.
It's that time of year, yeah.
They would do the kids would walk the field.
Right.
And you just...
Classic.
It was fun.
Classic. Yeah. All right, hit me with number five.
Okay. Keep perspective. If you are a mom with children, it's going to be messy and chaotic and not like a tea time in England.
Right.
You know? So you need to get that perspective shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because it's still your family.
Yeah.
It's not like they all disappear, you know, and serve you like waiters. like they're still laundry.
I mean, it'd
dishes.
Be great if they did, but yeah, I like, do feel like, and I actually think, I think we're thinking about the same person without even saying it. There are some moms that are like, I'm not doing anything today. Like I'm sleeping in, I'm buying whatever I want. Like you can't even look, don't even look at me. This is, they go full diva on Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And you're just too practical for that.
Yeah.
Because even if we did everything, you would be mad that we did it wrong.
You could never live up to my expectations. I can't live up to my expectations. When I was...
I wish you would have put that in our vows.
I should have.
You could have never lived up... You can never live up to my expectations. I can't live up to my expectations.
No. That's why I'm impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. You're, what did I tell you yesterday? You're my whole to-do list. You are a lot. Okay. Mine is different. This is a very silly one.
All right.
Okay. So this is from Men's Journal.
Nice.
I wanted to pull up something. This is the ultimate Mother's Day gift guide for men.
Nice.
So this is dudes who just cannot, you know.
They don't have a clue.
They got no clue what to do. We put together a varied list of great options. No matter if you're giving to your wife, your mother, your grandma, your mother-in-law, Aunt Betty, all moms deserve a great Mother's Day gift. So here we go. I don't know how many there. I think there's like 15. Number one, and I want you to tell me, like, do I like this? Would I want this? Is this stupid? Is this borderline sexist? Which I think a few of them probably will
when
be.
When was this written? Like 2001.
This was written in... They do that. Some places hide when they're written now.
Okay.
Because it gives you a reason not to read them.
Okay.
So I don't know. But based on what some of the stuff is, it looks fairly new. All right, ready? Number
one. They just subbed out AirPods for...
Of course, these are going to be like affiliate ads and links to people pay.
Yeah, everybody makes money on the internet.
Okay. A Spectrum tote bag right here.
Okay.
This is a purse.
Nice.
This is just a purse.
Okay.
Okay. So
it's a big old bag.
This is a big old bag.
Mom bag. And look at all the graphic.
This is
all this stuff fitting in.
This looks like a slightly nicer version of those big blue IKEA bags. Listen, you know how moms are always lugging around a bunch of crap? You know how moms got their wallet and their sunglasses and their hairspray and some baby bottle and the stroller? Mom's always got a ton of crap to carry around. Give her a big old bag for her crap.
And it's like black, so like it could look like a work bag.
This is... This looks like what you fold your tent up into. This is so big and so audacious to give somebody. It's what you give to somebody whose life is in shambles. You would just go, you are barely holding on. I'm getting you a big sloppy bag to keep your crap in it.
I could tell that you're a mess.
All right. Number two on the list. I feel like this is in the same vein. It's a big old hair dryer. Hey, you know how mom has all that crap and looks like crap? Mom is struggling. Mom is in rough shape. She can barely hold it together.
Right.
And she needs something to help her look better.
Quicker.
Faster.
Yep.
Mom needs to look better, quicker. If I got you this, what would you think? What would your be your feeling on it?
I would... I wouldn't be thrilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfectly said. Yeah. Number three, a wine club. This feels selfish.
Okay.
Like, it feels like something if I got for our anniversary, I'd be like, hey, that's our thing.
Because that's a thing we enjoy together.
Not even a full wedding anniversary. It would be like, hey, you know what? It's our dating anniversary. It's like a fun little thing because you're already buying wine anyways.
And you're like, oh, what's in that box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just a fun thing that you're like trying to keep your marriage alive.
Yeah.
And you're like, maybe if we start a wine club.
Wine club's going to save the marriage.
Maybe if we have some new alcohol to look forward to. Yeah, this I get it. I see what they're coming for. Mm-hmm. But to me, this is the next one's the most insulting of all of them. A robe. Number four, a robe. A robe,
Stay home.
If you like you said, you can read into any of these things.
Absolutely.
Mom likes to drink. Mom looks like crap.
Yeah.
Mom can barely hold all her crap together, and mom can't get dressed. This, you know what? I take back all that stuff that I said about all the disrespect towards dads. This is disrespectful. Everything
Except
on this list.
You can find anything disrespectful, but yes.
That being said, still pretty helpful probably to some moms.
I own no pajamas.
Right.
I don't have the drawer space.
Yeah. Well, this is because sometime in your life you decided exactly how you like to sleep, which is in this type of sweatpant with this type of t-shirt and this type of mouth guard. Like, you would never shop for pajamas because you can't afford to break your rhythm of how you get ready for bed and what you wear when you're asleep.
Well, there some people go, you need to own pajamas, moms.
Yeah, but if you got like some...
Because that's like your, I'm going to rest now.
Sweatpants are pajamas. Sweatpants are pajamas that you can wear to the grocery store sometimes. Not all the time.
All the time, Dustin.
Sweatpants are what you can wear to drop off, though. I don't think... When I see people in pajamas, I'm like,
You're
guys.
Right. So just be more practical and wear sweatpants
to sleep in. If I slept in pajamas, I would wake up in the morning, put on sweatpants, take the kids to school. That would be it for me.
Yeah.
Number five, Munchie Mug. Guys, I'm glad the Munchie Mug is on this list, even if it actually isn't on the list, but it is.
It should be.
It should be on this list. It should be the entire list because you know what Munchie Mug does is it makes your life less messy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you got, it's for all, you know what I need? I need a Munchie Mug to lay out with all my different oatmeal toppings. That's what I need a Munchie Mug for. And then you would love, like, it's.
Oh, the height of luxury.
Like, what hipsters are with mason jars, children are
with
Munchie
mugs.
Mm-hmm. Put your stuff in here. It's going to look nice. It's not going to spill. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. Your goldfish crackers, your
pirate's booty.
Your pirate's booty, your sliced almonds, whatever it may be.
Children
you don't
love sliced almonds.
Soft fabric-y lid, dishwasher safe, spare airtight lid to, you know, for leftovers, pre-pack, put it in the lunch, whatever you want to do.
What about M&Ms?
Free shipping every day. Oh, absolutely. M&Ms, all the different kind of M&Ms.
M&M factory.
Oh, you should take them to the M&M factory. Just walk around, put them under the little, you pull
dispensers.
The lever.
Yeah.
Boom. Munchie mug full of peanut butter M&Ms. Boom.
Done.
That's you can have an open container, you know, of
in
alcohol in
yeah.
Vegas,
mm-hmm.
but you don't need an open container because it's not going to spill in that Munchie mug anyway. So
that's right.
MunchieMug.com. Use promo code Don't Make Me. That's one word. Don't Make Me. No apostrophe to get 25% off your entire order. MunchieMug.com. Don't Make Me. 25% off your entire order. Munchie Mug, making your life less messy. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's pound through this list because people got kayaking to go to. Number five. Mm-hmm. An ancestry kit, like the 23andMe type thing. Like, that's
okay.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. And maybe you wouldn't buy it, but
if,
you know?
If somebody got me that,
yeah,
I would assume one of two things. If, like, a family member got me that, I'd be like, what do you know that I don't know? Are you trying to help me discover
Is this
something?
A hint? Am I
and
adopted?
You already know it,
no, you
and
can't
you'd be
make-
like, "Hey, man, we've got pretty direct line to the Nazis." I need you to know that you haven't put that piece together yet. I need you, but
I'm gonna gift it to you.
I'm gonna gift it to you. And the other one is, I would assume that they Googled gift ideas because that's so random.
Well, what if they did it and they loved it?
That's true.
So they go, no.
I thought this was really cool. I thought maybe you would like it.
Uh-huh.
I signed up for an affiliate program.
Yes.
If you get it.
I got $10 off.
Yeah, exactly. And I forgot what I was going to say. Or just like... Sometimes you just have nothing, that you just see a commercial
for the person that has everything,
and you go, you like a 23andMe. If I gave it to somebody, I would go like, you're someone who needs something to do, like you're someone who just needs
that
to
has
fill
free
some
time.
That has some free time,
yeah.
And you have, and you're too interested in yourself. And I'm, you know, okay. Next one, they're suggesting like a specific ring, but this brings up the jewelry one.
Yeah,
I think jewelry. Mm-hmm. is a little hack, but it can be
mm-hmm.
great.
We've given jewelry to both of our moms.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of there. It's similar. I would put jewelry in that same vein as
you need it.
Well, for dads, it's like tools. They're like, yeah, he needs it. He uses it.
Because mm-hmm.
you don't get your mom kitchen stuff. That would be frowned upon. I would think so.
Yeah.
The guy's like, here's a new pan.
Right. Unless your mom loves cooking.
But you can tell.
Yeah.
I want it to be known. Hey, whatever you need, buy. Like, you do that stuff, you know? Like, similar to like if like I needed a new weed eater. I'm like, I don't have to run this by you.
Yeah.
We just need a new weed eater.
Yeah, but kitchen gadgets get pretty... extensive.
They do, because if you shut up with like the air fryer thing, I'm like, oh, okay, because that's a new device.
Yeah, that's like a bigger bigger thing.
I think jewelry's good. Mm-hmm. It just has to be thoughtful. It can't be anything that you saw on a K commercial. You can't be. It's like the old SNL thing. It's like I can't just get you like a turtle pendant, and you're like, don't you like turtles? Kinda, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
There's these two doves, and I'm one of the doves. I don't know. I saw it on a commercial, and they said women like this.
Yes. Oh,
it has
man.
To have some thoughtfulness to it. Okay, couple more here.
They're grasping for emotional connection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, yoga mat. Hey, you know how mom looks like crap?
That's the treadmill.
We need mom to move. We need mom to stretch. We need to do, and the treadmill or a gym membership is a little too abrasive. But what if we got her kind of like a cute yoga mat?
Is it cute?
It is. This one is pretty cute, actually.
Yeah.
This would actually be something that, like, I mean, first off, buy your yoga mats at Ross.
They have 500.
They're $4. If you are buying, I cannot think of a dumber purchase. than an expensive yoga mat, like a high end. They're all made from stuff that's gonna kill the earth.
Yeah.
Period. There's no way. You feel a yoga mat, you're like, that is not natural.
No. They do have expensive ones though.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
That's like.
And they have like the strap. You're like, can't you just hold your yoga mat?
Right.
It's, you don't need a strap.
Yeah, is this hand right here, that's too much?
Goes right under the arm.
If if they made one that was self-cleaning in some way, I would buy that one because yoga mats are gross. But
right,
or if they made one that just was a little thicker, which I think would be a cot.
Yeah, a camping mattress.
Okay,
yeah.
This one's an interesting one.
All right,
it's a printer, like and it's like an at-home printer.
Okay,
which again I think just hits too practical. But then again, I mean, I bought you a vacuum one year and it wasn't the only thing I got you, but I got you a vacuum and you loved it because we were pretty poor at the time.
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day.
It was Valentine's Day and
our kids broke our vacuum.
And it was a thoughtful thing.
Yeah.
And you didn't hate it. But I understand now there was a naivety to it where people were like, because I posted about it and people were like, oh my gosh, this is so
you
mean.
You made a joke, but it just depends on how you perceive it.
Exactly.
I didn't perceive it like, go vacuum the house, woman.
But I feel like this printer would be like, I know how you're always printing out these stupid forms.
For work.
For my dad, for everybody.
Yeah.
Mom's always neck deep in forms.
Don did get me a photo printer once.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, a long time ago.
Next one, number 9. Two more. Duffel bag.
that? I'm going to say no.
Absolutely not. Because you know what duffel bags are for? The gym.
Here we go again.
They're really dancing around. Listen, you know how mom has all that crap always? Well, what about when she has a little more crap and we need to get her butt down to the gym? Duffel bag.
Oh, man.
Mom's crap at the gym.
Just a lot of bags.
Mom's
bags for mom's crap.
I mean, that being said, moms do have a ton of okay.
Yeah,
and this is the last one, and I think this is flowers and chocolates and strawberry bouquets.
Yeah,
all that kind of milk, which we've gotten
We've
gotten Sherry's berries. I got Sherry's berries 1 year, and it was a true surprise, and it was funny, and you did love them. But we also, but every once in a while, I'm on the road on a holiday, I'll send.
Yeah,
an edible arrangement, and I do that. It's
like 90% for the joke.
It's 75% for the gag.
Because
it's like it, and then it's 10%. Hey, look, the kids have something to eat. You don't have to cut up. And then it's the remaining 15%. Like, hey, you do love chocolate covered stuff. So
yeah,
but the gag is funny because an edible arrangement is so ridiculous and
it's
over
all
the
about
top.
The hype.
It's all about the arrival. You guys, I want to hear all your guys' thoughts on Mother's Day gifts, what you got.
What you gave,
how it was received. I want to hit a big chunk of next week's episode on this. So hit me at don'tmakemecomeback@gmail.com.
You got under two weeks.
That being said.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah. That being
Just
said.
About.
And if you get any of these, let us know. That being said, we have three emails real quick. Ready?
Yes, you have under 2 weeks. Okay, confirmed.
It's coming up. Here we go. This is from Catherine. Subject. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're going to do two this week. Okay, two emails. The first one here. Actually, we're going to do this one first. This is from Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And its subject says, thank you. Just wanted to say thank you. Bucky and Sam is way easier to say than whatever the actual title is.
Yes.
Keep up the good work and the great content, Rebecca. Thank you, Rebecca. Bucky and Sam is way easier than Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Or I can't give you guys, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but the name changes
else.
At the end. Okay.
Yeah.
The last email, and then we're done here. This one is from Catherine. Subject, are you smarter than a first grader? Dear Dustin and Melissa, I just want to say a quick note and let you know how much I enjoy your podcast, and I'm so glad Melissa has joined full time. You two are great together.
Oh.
I started listening back in October of 2019 after I saw Dustin at a John Chris show in Waco. I remember that show. That was we did a lot of what's their name jokes. Who's Ooh. The king and queen of Waco?
The
Chip
games.
And Joanna. Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have your special, and my kids love it as much as we do. Oh. And I became a Patreon supporter last week. All right, Catherine. Killing it.
Way to go, Catherine.
I guess you could say I'm a fan. LOL. I relate to your stories as much as I have two young children, 9 and 6, and we've been married for almost 22 years.
Nice.
You waited a while to have some kids.
Nice.
I also have been doing virtual school since last March, but by choice since my husband is immune compromised. And I have learned a couple of things while doing one-on-one virtual with a first grader. One, I am not as smart as a first grader. I'm embarrassed at the number of things I don't know that they are teaching him or things I completely forgot. I totally relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine how it's going with my fourth grader, who thankfully my husband helps with while working from home, although he's pretty independent when on his schoolwork. Two, I'm so ready for regular school next year as my husband and I are both fully vaccinated. Virtual school is
awesome.
Not for the faint of heart. Amen. I rejoiced with you last week when your kiddos went to back to school. Like I said, you guys are great, and I'm thankful when every Tuesday rolls around and there's a new episode waiting. God bless you both. Catherine.
Oh, thank you, Catherine.
Oh, you know what, Catherine? That email right there was Melissa's Mother's Day gift. All right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for being listeners. We love you. We appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Have a good one.
All right.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. That's Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Donna Lemley, Brandy and Robert Reeves, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farrah Journey, Dave Cox, and Isaac Taren. Thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.